Chapter 5, The Prelude to Postmodernism. After a 10-year solitary sojourn in the mountains, 40-year-old Zarathustra decided the time had come to return to human society. He arrived at a town that bordered the forest. As he entered the village, the returning hermit noticed that the townspeople had gathered in the marketplace. To this group, Zarathustra preached the death of God and the coming of the superhuman, Übermensch. The publication of Thus Spake Zarathustra, 1883, Friedrich Nietzsche's fanciful account of the teachings of this legendary figure, spelled the beginning of the end of modernity and the inauguration of the gestation period of postmodernity. Postmodernism entails a radical rejection of the Enlightenment project and the modern technological ideal, along with the philosophical assumptions lying behind them. Devotees of the Enlightenment project seek to uncover a central unity underlying the seemingly disjointed flux of all experience. For the source of this unity, modern thinkers look to human culture, universal history, or nature.